A group of about 25 people spent 2 months collecting data about why NASA's Enterprise Service Desk program wasn't working. The space agency then called a meeting of senior officials under the TechStat initiative to get to the bottom of ESD's problems. Gene Sullivan is NASA's Associate Chief Information Officer for Capital Planning, and Lara Petz is NASA's TechStat lead. In part three of my series, Inside TechStat, I sat down with Sullivan and Petz at NASA headquarters recently and found out how the TechStat meeting came together.
Once that date's set, it's kind of in stone. So there's travel involved to get people up here, and you sit down face to face and you really talk through the issue. And we try not to make these last more than about an hour and a half, to dig into what's the issue and what's our plan of action for fixing the issue or validating that it's a good investment and that you guys are on the right track and let's keep going with
it. When the senior leaders show up, who is it and how does it work?
I would say it's very formal. We make sure we're in one of the senior level conference rooms, and the review team is placed around the it's a horseshoe shape, and so they're placed around the table so that they can see each other and communicate, interact with each other. In this particular meeting, we did have a VIT set up due to some travel issues, and so we wanted to make sure everyone that wanted to participate was able to participate. And so we had the VIT set up in the front of the room so that there was plenty of eye contact.
Give me a sense of what happens. Do you take 15 minutes and say, okay, here's our findings, here's the problems we see, and here are potential recommendations?
Yes, I do go into what my analysis and findings and recommendations are. The project presented, I wouldn't call it a response, but it was, they prepared the information that the review team would need in order to address what the determined findings. And then at the end of that, the bulk of it is the review team taking the time to ask the questions and have the discussion for what actions need to come out of the TechStat. And so that last part, then we gather the actions, review the actions at the end of the meeting, and then I send out the minutes and the formal minutes and the actions.
How do you get from point A, which is the problem, to point B, which is the solution?
The project team had reviewed the findings and recommendations, and before we even began the TechStat said, we completely agree, so let's take it from there. And so that actually doesn't happen all the time, and was definitely a positive for us. And so what we did at that point was took the findings and recommendations. We still did the presentations because it turned out that the review team found a couple of other items that were definitely relevant.
When it goes around, what's the discussion like among the senior leaders? Problem X, okay, how do we solve it?
It's really just a healthy discussion, and this is how I would do it. I recommend you do this. Or could we help you do this from our perspective, from the financial perspective or project management perspective? But Linda's the chair, Linda's the decision maker on it. So the final decision is hers, and she'll typically listen, get the input, and then make a decision. And this is what we're going to do. All right, let's move on to the next issue then.
Well, let's say you guys decided we need to do an investment of a new software, and that's going to cost $1.5 million. Does the CFO community, who are represented there, the budget office, say, I'll have to get back to you, I don't know if we have that money? Or what if it's an acquisition? Let's say there's a contractor who's just not performing and you need to send them a cure letter.
If there's a financial, we need dollars to do X, we've got a reserve within our budget that we can potentially help out with it from the OCIO perspective. If not, then we need to go to the CFO and work it, and the CFO will help us determine, is that something the agency can help us with, or sorry, guys, you're on your own. You figure it out. And if you have to delay things and push it into another fiscal year until funding's available, that's what happens. But typically there's a, okay, what's the criticality of this? How critical are those dollars needed? Can we tap into reserves and maybe get help from another organization to help fund some of that? So if it's a procurement issue, then we'll work with the chief acquisition officer, also the general counsel, to make sure that we've done the proper steps to work with the vendor to correct their actions.
But are the CFO and the CAO's representatives from their office, at the very least, sitting in that TechStat?
The CFO had participation there from the strategic investment side of the house. I don't believe we had anybody from the acquisition side, but the CFO is the chief acquisition officer for our agency. But we also have an assistant administrator for procurement that we work very closely with throughout the entire I3P process. So that would be our step. We would work directly with the procurement office if we were having vendor performance issues.
Gene Sullivan is NASA's Associate Chief Information Officer for Capital Planning, and Lara Petz is NASA's TechStat lead. I'm Jason Miller, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.